Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Text Number 33. Padbhyam Bhagavato Jadne
Padbhyam Bhagavato Jadne
Shushrusha Dharma Siddhaye Tasyam Jatah Pura Shudro Yadvritya Tushyate Harihi. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, service was manifested from the legs of the personality of a Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious functions. Situated on the legs are the Shudras who satisfy the Lord by service. Purport. Service is the real constitutional occupation of all living entities. The living entities are meant to render service to the Lord, and they can attain religious perfection by this service attitude. One cannot attain religious perfection simply by speculation to attain theoretical knowledge. The jnani division of a spiritualist go on speculating only to distinguish the soul from matter. But they have no information of the activities of the soul after being liberated by knowledge. It is said that person who only mentally speculate to know things as they are and who do not engage in transcendental loving service of the Lord are simply wasting their time. It is clearly said here that the principle of service was generated from the legs of the Lord for the sake of perfecting the religious process. But this transcendental service is different from the idea of a service in the material world. In the material world, no one wants to be servant of anyone. Everyone wants to become the master because false mastership is the basic disease of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul in the material world wants to lord it over others, illusioned by the external energy of the Lord. He is offered to become a servant of the material world. That is the real position of a conditioned soul. The last snare of the illusory external energy is the conception of becoming one with the Lord. And due to this conception, the illusion soul remains in the bondage of material energy, falsely thinking himself a liberated soul and as good as Narayana. It is actually better to be Shudra than to be a Brahmana and not develop the service attitude, because that attitude alone satisfies the Lord. every living being, even if he be a Brahmana by qualification, must take to the transcendental service of the Lord. Both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam supports that this service attitude is the perfection of the living entity. A Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or a Shudra can perfect his occupational duties only by rendering service unto the Lord. A Brahman is supposed to do this fact due to his perfection in Vedic wisdom. The other sections are supposed to follow the directions of Brahman, Vaishnava, one who is Brahman by qualification and Vaishnava by action. That will make the entire society perfect in regard to the order of its social construction. A disordered society cannot satisfy either members of the society or the Lord. Even if one is not a perfect Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, but takes to the service of the Lord, not caring for the perfection of his social position, he becomes a perfect human being simply by developing attitude of service to the Supreme Lord. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayetam om agyanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuranmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Padbhyam Bhagavato Yajadne Shushrusha Dharma Siddhaye Tasyam Jatah Pura Shudro Yadavritya Tushate Harihi. Thereafter, service was manifested from the legs of the personality of a Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious function. Situated on the legs are the Shudras, who satisfies the Lord by service. In Purusha Sukta, it is asked, what is this Virata Purusha? Om Yat Purushena Vetadhyukatidavya Kalpayanne Mukham kimasya kau bahu ka uru pada uchate. Who is this person and what's his face? What are his pujas, his hands? What is his uru? And what are his legs? Then it is explained what are these things. Brahmano asya mukham asid bahu rajanyah kridah uru tadasya yadavaishah padbhyagam shudro ajayatah Brahmano asya mukham asid. Brahmanas are the face or mouth of the Lord. And their natural inclination is towards the Vedic wisdom. They are very much keen to learn and spread the Vedic message, the message of Vedas. Bahu Rajanya Kritaha, and his hands are the source of Kshatriyas. Kshatatrayati Tisaha, who saves the humanity from its depletion or decay or from its destruction. And specifically here mentioned that Kshatriyas meant to give protection from disturbance of the thieves and miscreants. Kshatatrayate, who saves the society from decaying on the material platform as well as spiritual platform. Because they protect Brahmanas, and protecting Brahmanas means protecting religion. Because Brahmanas, they preach about the religion. They preach about the Vedic message. Kshatriyas, they know Vedic knowledge, but they don't have authority to preach about it. They can't be a teacher. Brahmana can be a teacher. Because Brahmanas, they are in the mood of goodness and they have a tremendous patience. Kshatriyas, they lack patience actually. They have bodily strength. They can tolerate pain, but they can't tolerate insult. A very subtle thing. Because their ego is a bit prominent. Then comes Vaishyas. Uru tadasya yad Vaishyaha. Thites. They are considered, or they are the source of Vaishyas. And they maintain the society by providing food for them. By cultivation of farming, protecting cows, and getting them the trading for grains and everything. That's the activity of Vaishya. And there are different varieties of Vaishyas. As explained in yesterday's purport, that the Vaishyas who are landlord, they are known as a kheti or kshetri. Kshetri means who possess land. Then there are Suvarna Vanik, who are in the trading of gold and banking, who gives loans to other. Then there are Thelavanik, there are Gandhavanik. Thelavanik means who are in the trading of oils. Gandhavanik means who are in the trading of spices. So like that, there are different varieties of mercantile communities. And what is the prime duty of these Kshatriyas and Vaishyas? It's said that they should give donation and provide the necessities of Brahmanas, so that Brahmanas can get engaged in studying Vedas and guiding the society. Guiding the humanity. Because the real work of Brahmana is patan patan yajan yajan. What Brahmana has to do? He has to study and he has to make others study. He should perform yajnas for his yajaman and bring forth the humanity on the spiritual platform so that they can serve their lordship.
Padbhyam Shudro Ajayatah.
And here it is said, Padbhyam Bhagavato Jatne Sushrusha Dharma Siddhaye Tasya Jata Pura Shudro Yadavritya Tushateher. Then there is one particular class who is manifested from the legs of the Lord. And their prime duty is to render service for the satisfaction of the Lord. And how do they can satisfy their lordship? By serving Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas to establish the mission of Lord. And for that purpose, whatever labor they need to do, they do it. In this purport, Prabhupada says in the third para that better to be a Shudra than to be a Brahmana and not develop the service attitude towards the Lord. So better to be a Shudra rather than Brahmana. If being a Brahmana, if you don't have an attitude to serve Lord, then what's the use of being a Brahmana? That means you are not understood the Vedic import, the Vedic purport by Vedic knowledge has given. Especially in the age where we are staying now, to render devotional service to the Lord is not that easy. Because Kali is Sarva Sadhana Badakaha. It creates obstacles in whatever process you adopt to get connected with the Lord. So whenever you get a chance to render some service to their lordship, immediately you should accept that. Because it's a very rare chance. Atma Rama Simanayo, as explained in this Atma Rama verse, that Lord, He Himself is perfect and He does not need your assistance for His pleasure. But to give you a chance to render service to Him and purify your senses, He does give that chance to every living entity. Irrespective of caste, creed, nationality, where he has born, nothing depends upon that. It's the Lord's causeless mercy through which you can get connected with the Lord. Some people, they think that it's my pious activities that brought me a spiritual life. No doubt. But before that pious activity, the most important element is Lord's mercy. That we have to understand. And Prabhupada here clearly says that even if you are not perfect, Brahmana, Shudra, Vaishya, or Kshatriya, but if you follow the Vedic injunctions, whatever rules and regulations they have given, automatically you will be able to get liberated yourself. Because following the prescribed duties, as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, that Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharma Bhayavaha. If you accept your own nature and follow it, that is always better, rather than just with some subtle agenda, you may take up the devotional service of the Lord. But once that agenda is fulfilled, you may leave that devotional service. So associating with the devotees, studying the Vedic scripture is very important. Because in the association of devotees only you will come to know about this message. Otherwise it's not possible. Where all these things as explained? Is there anywhere? very few places. Even though the Vaikuntha planet is huge, 3 times of this universe.
But to reach that place,
it is said that it has a very small door to enter in. And as much as big ego you have, you can't enter into that. And here it is explained. To go back home, back to Godhead, you need to attain your eternal position through which you can connect yourself with the Lord. You can start reciprocating with the Lord. That's why this initiation ceremony, etc., there, that can bring you more closer, or it can initiate your journey toward Vaikuntha. So anything that you want to discuss more about this topic? Bola?
Vaishnava or Brahmana and Vaishnava, what are the differences? Some point?
Vaishnava, one who is a Brahmana by qualification and Vaishnava by action.
What are the differences? No?
Vishnu Bhaktasmara Proktaha Vaishnavaha. Brahmana can be anyone. There are Shaivites, there are Shaktas, there are Ganapatayas, there are Sauras. They follow Vedic wisdom. But their worshipable deity is different. For Vaishnavas, they have a Brahminical qualification, irrespective of their social status or caste or creed. But they have affection and love for their Lordship, Vishnu. So Brahmana means the person who does this padan padan, yajan yajan, dana parigraha, etc. That can be done by any, even Saura who worship Lord Surya, they also do it. There are Shaktas, they also do it. But Vaishnava means a person who worship Lord Vishnu. Okay? Anything else? Qualities they are born with. Swabhavaja. It's not that I will become Brahmana. No one can become Brahmana by his own endeavor. He should have that qualities from birth, actually. It's difficult to understand. Because someone should born with the qualities only that he can exhibit. He may be born in a Kshatriya family, but if he has born with the Brahmana qualities, then he is considered as a Brahmana, not Kshatriya. And there is a person who is born in a Kshatriya Brahmana family, but by nature wise he has all the qualities of Kshatriya, then he is considered as a Kshatriya only. And we have seen that so many, even Kshudras and Antyajas, because of their acceptance of devotional service to the Lord, they have become Vaishnavas. There is one nice book called Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. This book contains all the lectures given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this matter. And there he establishes Brahmanas and Vaishnavas.
Title
is itself. It's really wonderful book. In 18th century, there was a big debate in Midnapur district, and that is at Malda. So they were asking Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to come and join us and lead this discussion. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was too old that time. So he sent his glorious disciple and son, Vimala Prasad. He was not that time sannyasi. So he went there and he gave such a fabulous discourse. First he glorified the Brahmanas, the position of Brahmanas as per the Vedic texts, how one should deal with them, and everything he explained. So all the Jati Gosais and Brahmanas, they became so happy with him. And after that, he started slashing down the so-called Brahmanas, what they are and what they are supposed to be. And then he started with the Gaudiya Matha, where he personally taught his disciples about the Brahmanical qualities. So the book, this Brahmana and Vaishnava, gives detailed description about how there is a difference between Brahman and Vaishnava.
जो कृष्ण को पूर्ण रूप से भगवान को तत्व को जानता है वो ब्राह्मण वैसे क्षेत्र ब्राह्मण क्षेत्र वैसे शुद्र से ऊपर
बराबर
कहाँ बोला बोला क्या बोला कहाँ बोला प्रश्न वो है कि कहाँ बोला है ऊपर है
सर का रहता है घुटनों में या ऊपर ऊपर ही रहता है ना
से ऊपर
हाँ
से
हो गया
ना
कौन कौन ऊपर रहता है चारों वर्णों से उसको तो परमहंस कहा जाता है वो तो फिर दुनिया का रहता ही नहीं है बोला है
लेकिन
एक विश्वामित्र और दूसरा एक उसका ब्राह्मण बनने के लिए
वशिष्ठ
वशिष्ठ बहुत प्रयास करना पड़ा था कि इतना आसान चीज नहीं है
तो वही वो हमारे लिए उदाहरण है ना विश्वामित्र जी ने जो कुछ किया वो हर एक कोई नहीं कर सकता उनके बाद कोई और ऐसा ब्राह्मण नहीं बना कि मैं मेरी तपस्या से ब्राह्मण बनता हूँ और वो भी अरे ये दो आने का ये थ्रेड डालने से ब्राह्मण होता है क्या कोई
तो यही चल रहा है।
मूर्ख का बाजार है सब डेफिनेटली ना इट्स नॉट इन द स्पिरिचुअल इवन सत्ययुग दे डोंट हैव दिस सिस्टम Satyayuga is all where paramahansas, hansa quality people. When Prithu Maharaj came and started establishing the kingdom, then he started with this categorization. Brahmanas, Vaishyas, Shudras, as per their qualities. Because as Satyayuga started getting over, all the bad things started happening. So that time when people started losing their sanctity, piety, everything, then this system was established. But main orientation is service to the Lord. Why it has given? So in according with their nature, the services are given. If being a Brahmana, if one does not have a service attitude, then he is worse than the Kshudra. That's what Prabhupada writes here. Because ultimately, samsiddhir hari toshanam, the perfection is that you... One should please Lord Hari as per your guna and karma. So whatever your guna, okay, you have this guna, so you should serve like this. If you have this karma, you should serve like this. So this categorization has come. So that there should be peace in the society.
बनने के लिए जरूरी नहीं
है।
क्यों ऐसा?
कौन बोला? क्या बोला?
परफेक्ट शूद्र
शूद्र मीन्स हु हैज अ सेवावृत्ति बिकॉज दे डोंट हैव इंटरेस्ट फॉर वैदिक नॉलेज बट इवन फ्रॉम द शूद्र कम्युनिटी ऑल्सो देर आर वैष्णवस दे आर ग्रेट वैष्णवस इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट पर्सन ही इज शूद्र बाय कर्म But if he dedicates his life for serving Lord, then he is considered as a Vaishnava. And Vaishnavas are far superior than the Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas. They can elevate themselves. If they get a proper association and go further, they can elevate. If they acquire, again, guna karma. If someone may be born in a Shudra community, but if he has a qualities, like a Jabal, the disciple of Gautam Rishi, Jabali, he was born of some prostitute. And he became one of the rishis for the Vedic mantras. You can elevate yourself with the proper association, proper practices, proper sadhanas that you do. It's not that someone is born Shudra means he will die Shudra only, no. If he gets the proper samskaras, he follows them, definitely. कौन सा ब्राह्मण हो गया फिर वो तो शूद्र से भी गया गुजरा है फिर ठीक है फिर